Mac Minutes Podcast, episode 156. SharePlay powers new ways to stay connected and share experiences in FaceTime. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, not harder, both personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, I will tell you how SharePlay powers new ways to stay connected and share experiences in FaceTime. Let's now go to the show. On Thursday, November 18th, Apple announced new ways for Apple users to stay connected using SharePlay and a powerful set of features for shared experiences on a FaceTime call. With SharePlay support in Apple TV+, Apple Music, and Apple Fitness+, as well as many of the most popular apps like NBA, TikTok, Twitch, Paramount+, and Showtime, users can watch movies and TV shows, listen to music, or complete a workout with friends together on a FaceTime call. SharePlay extends to Apple TV, so users can watch on the big screen while using FaceTime on iPhone or iPad. With screen sharing support, users can also browse the web together, look at photos, or show their friends something in a favorite app. SharePlay is available with the release of iOS 15.1, iPadOS 15.1, and tvOS 15.1, and is coming to Mac later this fall. Bob Borchers, Apple Vice President of Worldwide Marketing, said, quote, SharePlay brings a whole new way to connect, share experiences, and have fun together on FaceTime. SharePlay leverages Apple's integration of hardware and software to deliver a magical experience across iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV, and works with many Apple services as well as some of the most popular apps in the App Store, he finished. Let's now delve deeper into the new ways to stay connected through FaceTime and then talk about some practical applications. SharePlay makes it possible for iPhone, iPad, and Mac users to share experiences with friends and family while on a FaceTime call. For example, users can chat with each other while having a viewing party, listening to an album with a friend, or completing a fitness challenge together from wherever they are. And SharePlay keeps all of these activities in sync across everyone on FaceTime. SharePlay sessions offer shared playback controls, so anyone on the FaceTime call can play, pause, or jump ahead while enjoying synced media. With dynamic volume controls, audio from the streaming content will automatically lower when a FaceTime participant is speaking, making it easy to continue the conversation with friends despite a loud scene or climatic chorus. When users prefer to have uninterrupted sound, they can simply tap on the Messages button in the FaceTime controls to jump to a shared thread and keep the conversation going. Each participant in the SharePlay session streams directly from the relevant app on their own device, delivering high-fidelity audio and video. Apple TV supports SharePlay so users can watch shared shows or movies on the big screen while using their personal device to continue connecting with friends over FaceTime. SharePlay is available with Apple TV+, Apple Music, and Apple Fitness+, along with some of the most popular apps in the App Store. In addition to enjoying apps together, users can share their screens to browse the web, look at photos, or help each other out while on a FaceTime call. Let's now explore some of the applications how users can harness the new SharePlay features. First up is how you watch together. Movies and TV shows can be streamed in sync while connecting over FaceTime with friends, offering a rich, real-time connection while watching the same content through apps like Apple TV+, Paramount+, and Showtime. Users can even stream live content like the latest game in the NBA app or talk with friends over FaceTime while watching a favorite esports stream on Twitch. And soon, users will be able to watch together using apps like BET+, Disney+, ESPN, HBO Max, Hulu, MasterClass, Pluto TV, and Stars. Next up is you can listen together. Users can bring songs, albums, and playlists right into their FaceTime call for a shared listening experience. With Apple Music, users can listen to a much-anticipated new album together or their favorite DJ mix completely in sync. Additional apps will be adding SharePlay support soon, including SoundCloud and TuneIn. Next up, you can practice healthy habits together. SharePlay introduces brand new ways to inspire wellness with family and friends. For example, many people find it motivating when fitness is a shared experience, like taking a class together or having some friendly competition with a workout buddy. With the power of SharePlay, users can now work out or meditate together in Apple Fitness Plus, encourage one another through intervals with Smart Gym, or wind down with a bedtime story together with better sleep. And with SharePlay's new features, we can learn together, which we've all got to do a lot more over the past 2 years due to the COVID pandemic. With SharePlay, users can learn together despite physical distance. Kahoot makes it possible to face off live in educational quizzes. Explain Everything allows users to chat over FaceTime while collaborating on a whiteboard. And Night Sky gives users a way to identify stars, planets, constellations, and satellites together. And lastly, users can have more fun together. Many developers have introduced entirely new ways to enjoy content in their app. For example, TikTok has added a way for users to watch a unique collection of videos together. Heads up, fans can now play together even when they're not in the same location. Cameo gives users a way to enjoy their friends' reactions to a celebrity message when they see it for the first time. PopShop Live makes it possible to view shows and shop together. And with Apollo for Reddit, users in a SharePlay session can easily browse their favorite subreddits in sync. With screen sharing through SharePlay, the possibilities are endless. Users can show off photos from a recent adventure, browse the web together while collaborating on a project, or teach a friend a skill while answering their questions right in the moment. Support for SharePlay on Mac devices will arrive in an update to macOS Monterey later this fall. In wrapping up this episode, happy Thanksgiving to my fellow U.S. citizens. Everyone else, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good holiday season. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places we post information is on social media at Twitter at @minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. I would recommend joining the Mac Minutes Facebook group as I post articles of Apple importance from some of the best tech journalists. There is no marketing or spam, and it is free. One of the Mac Minutes Facebook group special events is coming up on December 8th at 6:30 p.m. Alaska time. It is about learning about your electronic legacy. More information is at the Mac Minutes Facebook group page and at the Alaskan Apple Users Group at akappleug.com. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartMedia Podcast, Deezer, Chartable, Overcast, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. I hope you have a great weekend ahead, and we'll talk with you soon. Thank you again for listening.